So I want to welcome onto the line from Florida, brand new crowns, Joel and Jane Calandrillo. Are you on the line?
Here we are. Hey, David, can you hear us?
I can.
Oh, great, great.
Hi, David.
Hey, Jane. All right. Well, cool. Well, you know, you all are fairly famous in the Purium community, but many people don't know you probably. So, you know, it would be great just to share a little bit about your background and who you are and also, you know, kind of how you connected to Purium in the first place. So would love to hear your story.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much. So, yes, this is me, Joel Calandrillo. I'm so excited to be here today on the line. So happy to be a new crown with my lovely baby Jane wife here. I'm a board-certified holistic health practitioner, you know, holistic health counselor. I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition about 13 years ago, and ever since then, I've been just really have a love for health and nutrition. I'm also an artist. I do a lot of, like, graffiti art and shadow boxes and cool murals and all kinds of stuff on canvas. And also, I love to cook. I went to culinary school. A lot of you don't know that. Love cooking. My wife is actually, she's outdoing me now. She's cooking a lot better than I ever was. But love cooking. I love mixing. I love coming up with doing mixology, coming up with drinks and smoothies and, you know, really making fantastic drinks here around the house. And we put Jane on right now. Jane?
Yeah. Hi, David. Thank you so much for having us. And I have a degree in fashion design, actually. I've worked in for Ralph Lauren for many years, and I lived in New York. And now I'm just a homeschooling mom helping my husband with the business. I'm thankful to Purium, really, for allowing me to do that financially. So that's a little background about me.
Fantastic. Well, that's great that you are homeschooling. And, you know, what a creative couple. You know, you've got an artist, you've got a fashion designer. Joel, I think I've seen some of your graffiti work on a couple of the overpasses in South Florida as I've driven by.
Yeah, well, I keep having down low. I had to change my name twice.
I'm only kidding. But, yeah, no, I see some of your T-shirts. You do great work. And so that's great. So, you know, nutrition background, all this, you know, so I know you've been involved with Purium for a long time. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you first connected and how it's evolved?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was familiar with, you know, Dave Sandoval's products before Platinum, which was Platinum at the time, existed, which is now Purium. And once Mr. Ian Farrar, founding member Ian Farrar, came over, we were really good friends, roommates back in New York, and we were doing some other companies together back then, close to 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. He presented Platinum at the time, which is now Purium, to me, and I was really excited about it, but I was doing something else at the time, so I said no. And he was relentless. He has, I think he called me twice to three times a day asking me about it for about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, and maybe that became, and I like, you know, how I am, Dave. I kind of messed him a little bit, and I knew I was always going to come on board because I was very familiar. I mean, then his first line was, you've got to see this line. We got wheatgrass. We have coconut oil. We got this incredible protein that, you know, he was like so, you know, Ian, as you can get really excited about things. And I was excited too, but I was just doing something at the time. It just wasn't the right time for me at that minute, you know, at that day. But then eventually I did come in, and it was just, I have to say, since I've been involved with the company, I don't think I paid for one product, because every single month I've pretty much enrolled someone, somehow, some way, and especially at the beginning I had a lot of momentum, and I was able, it's a great thing to know that I always have my products paid for. So, and another thing about that was really, really exciting when I first, you know, first came in was I saw that it was way above its time. You know, what we had then, I mean, nothing else out in the industry was like it. And I was very familiar with all, you know, the companies out there, with the health food stores, knowing Ian. You know, we used to hang out at health food stores. We were really into the scene at that time. And what Dave had was really special, so I knew it was going to be a home run, except we didn't have, you know, the marketing back then. It was just, you know, very, you know, so that's pretty much what do you want to say, Jane?
Yes, I remember how excited you were, and really we've never seen a product of that quality before, like that before, and Joel was also very excited about Dave Sandoval's vision, his mission. He was so on board with everything the company represented, so it was just a right fit for us right away.
I was a believer then, I'm a believer now.
Nice. Well, fantastic. Well, I love your statement about, you know, always having your products paid for. through your personal activity, through your personal enrollments. And, you know, we often talk about that, like, when somebody first joins, like, hey, you know, share 5 gift cards and your products will be free. But people sometimes forget, you know, after that first month or two of excitement, they kind of forget. And so it's great that you're constantly updating your networking notebook. You're constantly talking to new people. And I know that was a big part of how your business has grown to a crown distributorship. So I know you've got some great advice for people, but let's start with the idea of you know, what happened, and tell that story of you know, how you've grown your largest leg in your business.
Absolutely. I mean, the magic happened about 5 years ago when I was in an organic cafe, and I heard a group of people behind me were having lunch, me and my wife Jane, and they were talking all about nutrition and superfoods and flax seeds and, you know, I know they were talking about, you know, just leafy green vegetables, incorporating them with dinner, and how, you know, it's a kind of a pain in the butt, you know, to cook, and there was a bunch of guys. So Jane's looking at me saying, Joel, you're going to talk to them? I'm like, of course, Jane, of course. So after we finished eating, we kind of finished up just about the same time. They got up and we got up, and as we both got up, the owner of the organic cafe came over, and she goes, I'd like to just kind of introduce you to. It was just perfect timing. And she goes, hey, this is Joel, you know, he's our health coach. He kind of formulates the menu here and helps us out, you know, gives us tips, and I want to introduce you, Joel, to this guy, Eric Nish, and he's a, you know, really good client of ours. He comes in all the time. I think you guys would kind of hit it off. And it was great because it was like the perfect lead-in. So I got into my whole spiel about, you know, about whole food nutrition and what we have and what we're doing and how it's incorporated into the cafe. And I said, hey, and by the way, I got something for you. And Eric's like, what? I said, I have a gift card for you. He goes, no. He was like shocked. I said, yeah, I got this $50 gift card for you. You can, you know, use it anytime. So I ended the conversation with that. I don't even think I took his number. And I usually always get someone's number when I talk to them. It's more important for me to get their number than for me to give me my number. So what was funny is he activated the card the same day. So I get the email, you know, the system's really smart, and the way you produced it, you know, David, I got the email, and I was like, wow, this guy's serious. You know, I got the email, and he signed up, and I give him a call, and he's like, how'd you get my number? You know, and I explained to him, I said, again, the system's really smart, and I, you know, the company kind of alerted me about this, and that's great. And he came in, with a, at that time, I think we had the gold pack. I think he came with the gold pack at that time with some gift cards. And he wasn't interested, probably for the first year. He only wanted to use the products. But I saw he was an amazing person. Eric is such a great guy, how he conducts business and how he, you know, conducts himself and what he does and how he's successful. I said, if this guy ever decides to do Purium, he's going to be a rock star. He's going to do it really right. And, you know, we get to the point 1 year later where he gets his cousin, Sonia Magruder, four-star clown Sonia Magruder, involved. And the same thing, she comes in with a transformation, and then she decides to do the business a little later on too, and he kind of stirred up this whole entire group of, you know, Dr. Dana and Doreen and C.P. Martin, which really led into an incredible big leg, and these people really didn't have network marketing experience. So we kind of, like, grassroots built it from, you know, from the bottom up, you know, and really built strong, beautiful teams with, you know, being able to, you know, using whole food nutrition, doing the transformation. And as, you know, the time went on during the course of these years, the marketing has gotten so much better. You know, it was always great, but it got better. You always made improvements, whether it be the animated video, with the gift cards, with the labeling, the catalog, the website. Everything was always getting better. And how I've evolved with this company and why I always stood with this company, first of all, Dave Sandoval, because I always knew he was way ahead of his time, and everything he does is just great. It's impeccable. The best. Knowing that the product's always getting better. They're great now, but they always get better. There's always new, you know, great, you know, cutting edge, you know, the best of the best of the best. And knowing that the marketing is always getting better. The company is always getting better. So that was a real reason for me to stick around.
Well, that's an amazing story, you know, and I love that story about, you know, you handing out a gift card to somebody you didn't know, you know, you're in the right place, you know, you're in that organic lifestyle because you're living the lifestyle. It's not a marketing effort for you and Jane. It's, you know, that's how you live. That's where you hang out. And so, you know, you find like-minded people, and, you know, Eric gave the card to Sonia, and Sonia took it from there. And so it's fantastic. It's a great story. And that's always, you know, what we talk about is you never know who's going to be on the other side of the gift card. And for sometimes it's a life-changing health experience. You know, you give somebody a gift card and, you know, we've seen so many amazing stories of how people's health has turned around, and this is a great story of how the financial situation has turned around. So, you know, any one or two tips that you wanted to share beyond just, you know, being in the right place at the right time, always being open to sharing and talking to people, being persistent. Anything else stand out as far as how you built your team, lead your team, things that you like to key on that you think are important for people to hear?
Absolutely. The one thing I do every single day, at least once a day, is I do one thing to grow my business, one thing for my business every day, whether it be texting out the video, sending out an email, getting on the phone with a member or a new transformer or someone, a new prospect, really excited about, you know, keeping that enthusiasm up and being very, very ecstatic about, you know, what's going on. I'm always, you know, in the mind frame of, you know, putting like small events together. I love to do one-to-one, me and Ian. We love to get together at Panera, Starbucks with a new prospect and kind of show them I go through the catalog. The catalog is probably my favorite tool. Just go through it and show products and stuff. Talk about the gift card marketing, show the animated video. Really into going to do, you know, doing one-to-ones, one-on-ones, and really pushing the healthy happy hour. You know, we're doing this weekly healthy happy hour now through Eric Strupter's medical doctor, Dr. Popkin, Matthew Popkin, which is just fantastic. Every single week we have, you know, 10, 12 people there from his, you know, from his clinic and his practice and people that he knows, that I know, that Eric knows, and it's open all across the board to South Florida for anyone in South Florida or state of Florida, anyone that's even visiting to come to this Wednesday night healthy happy hour. So we keep that consistent. You know, training and working with the team, we do with Sonia and Doreen and Dr. Dana, we do our vision calls. We do our, you know, on Monday nights, we do our mastermind calls. We're always looking to help each other out. We ask each other, what can we do? You know, Sonia will ask me, what can I do to help? She'll ask me what she could do to help me. I ask her what I could do to help her. We're always asking, how can I help you? What can I do? You know, or I need your help. It's really great that a lot of the team is not afraid to ask anyone upline, downline, you know, on the team for help. And we really, really kind of like acknowledge that and endorse that. And, you know, so as far as the training part, you know, with the team, we're always training. Always, always, always training. Always working on what we could do better. Always, you know, whether it be personal development or business, we're always looking to improve because you can't sit still in this business, you know. It's always changing. You know, the LSP now is really popular. Next month it'll be something else. Next year it'll be something else. So we're always above the curve, making our business work, having fun, and enjoying the lifestyle, because I really consider myself a lifestyle entrepreneur.